Hello, and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA? Is a podcast produced for the California Community Colleges Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
I hope you filled up your cup super high today.
Super, super high. Yes. Actually, this is my second cup.
Oh my God, you're already... You're already into the middle of the show.
Already, man. Wow. Already. It's
been that kind of week, hasn't it?
It has. It's been pretty busy, man. Yes. Pretty busy.
Yeah, I'm not talking on the national level or local level or any of that stuff that the news channels have finally gotten their viewers back. Just in the office alone. And we're not even in the office. The work.
No. Oh, man. Yeah.
Have we been doing financial aid workshops?
We sure did. Since
the Jamboree?
Yeah, after our Jamboree ended last week, myself and two of our other coworkers, we did one on Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah. And how were the numbers? Are we having students come out?
Oh, yeah. The numbers are really good. But we did find that a lot of the students that we assisted were from our sister campuses.
Yes, I've seen the emails on this.
Yes,
I'm not saying some of our sister campuses in the LA district closest to us, somewhere in the valley or something like that, might be sending their students to us. But I've seen that. Mm-hmm. So now we're apparently helping everyone, huh?
And it's so funny because that was really the majority of who, came.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Oh, yeah. And then we also noticed, because we're doing it through Zoom rather than our other web platform that we had been using. But we do have like the waiting room enabled. So it's funny because you'd see students, in the waiting room 1 minute and then they'd leave. So I don't know if maybe we'll change some of the language to have them, make sure that they stay in the waiting room until they're in. Right. It was a good experience. I think we have to tweak some things, to make it, to streamline it more.
Well, I know we're living through the same issues at almost every campus I've talked to, even when they're using different platforms, to do these financial aid workshops that we used to do in person. And most of us did, and some of the colleges, not ours, have computer labs. Sometimes right next door to their financial aid office. Mm-hmm. Like I'll call them out. They have a real nice one, LA Valley College, next door to their front counter, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have some student workers or a full-timer in there, you can help students throughout the day.
Right.
Or you can have a big session. And that's what we tried to do to be more efficient and help students. But these online ones, they're definitely challenging to try to figure out how to get students in and kind of keep them connected when you don't have a digital virtual assistant in front of their face all the time.
Saying,
thanks and welcome. Stay in the waiting room. They'll come and get you. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some features that you can use. Like you can use like the chat feature to communicate with them. And then of course, once you let them into the workshop, we're pretty good of, doing like an introduction, helping them understand, what our process is and, even to help them understand what they're there for as I liked it. I liked it. And then with Zoom, you're able to create these breakout rooms and then assign, each student to a breakout room. And then, one of us will go into the breakout room and then assist the student, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we like that.
I give it to you guys and all of my staff members and everyone else out there in financial aid land who's trying to make this work for the students.
Yeah, making it work, man. Yeah.
I think they're highly appreciative. you know, to know that there's still some way to connect other than just trying to call us, which, again, unless you have a really good phone system, and I don't know many colleges that do, and certainly in our district, nothing against our district, but if they don't already know this, we have probably the least of any kind of solution to phones, if you want to call it a solution. So it's harder to always connect with us in that kind of way.
Right.
And so these workshops, it sounds like they're going well. That's good.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, let's see what else is a recap of the week. If you didn't know, Dana, because we're obviously taping this show on a Friday, I actually am on vacation.
Okay.
So what that means is I'm trying not to respond to emails. I've preset my warning for those within the... I didn't know that there was a setting that you could either preset it that everyone gets your, hello, Dennis is on vacation message by email, or just do it within the organization. So yeah. I thought twice not to do it for everybody just because I don't want, with so many newsletters from NASFA, CASFA, CISFA,
right.
I don't want to bounce all those around.
Right.
And have those people getting, you know, responses that they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only got it set for those within the organization.
Okay.
But do you think anyone's going to heed my automated response, or do you think
I'm gonna say that's going to be a negative?
You know, I can just see it now. Certain people, and it's not specifically my boss or nobody. It's just going to be everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
We'll be emailing all of today. Luckily, Fridays are quiet on the email front. It does seem like people slip away early on Friday in the virtual world. But I'm sure come Monday, where some Mondays have been 100 plus emails. I don't know where they're coming from. I'm sure by Monday I will be getting them from counselors and staff and upper administration and stuff, looking for stuff to be done.
And then you're probably going to get a few text messages too.
So I'm thinking to do something because, you know, I've had to send you some money, right? Occasionally over these months. Because we do birthday things and graduation things for our employees.
Retirement's
coming up. Yeah. So I'm thinking what I might do is I may change that bottom line of my name at the bottom of those emails and just add my Venmo in my Zelle account and say that, you know, Dennis is on vacation, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. If you truly need him, he suggests
send you some money. Yes.
Yeah. He suggests sending like $20 per question or something.
Yes, absolutely. I like this idea.
And then I'll just watch my Venmo account. And when I see, it's $20 from Christine at counseling.
There we go.
I'm like, oh, I'll get back to her email right away.
I like this idea. I like this. You know, just be aware. You might, you know, get a visit from, you know, the FBI or.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll claim it all on my taxes.
Wow.
Don't worry. I'm not going to not. That's income. Of course I'm going to claim it.
Okay. You know what? At least you got it honest. Okay, good. Yes. You're going to put it on your taxes. Yes, okay.
Of course.
I'll give you that.
All that kind of money shows up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll give that to you.
But that's just one idea I have coming through my head. So, you know, I guess from now on, that'll be Dennis's tagline. Dennis Schrader, Financial Aid Director, Los Angeles Mission College, 2020-2021 CISFA President. Okay. And then right below that, Venmo account.
There you go. There send you me go. Money.
That's right.
You should just say that. Send me money.
Well, I'm going to put that in the paragraph above.
Okay,
so the one that right now says Dennis is on vacation from November 6th through the whatever it is, 16th or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He will not be responding to emails. Other than for, I think I'd say, other than for association business, because we're in the middle of stuff for CISFA, we'll talk about in the second segment. You know, so people should just hang loose. And if you really need an answer, please see my Venmo information below.
Absolutely. Send me money.
How do you say it? Suggested tip, suggested tithing of $20? We'll have to figure out the wording on that.
Yeah, I know. Then we have to figure out the language.
Suggested donation, and know that all profits go to I don't know, some kind of scholarship fund.
We'll
do that.
Absolutely.
You know, guess an idea.
Mm-hmm. Or we can set the minimum. The minimum is $20.
That might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so if you go. Already know that you got a lot of questions, they want to send a little more.
There we go. I like it. And then, you know, if you have to do research on your end, then we can say that will be an additional $5.
That's how consulting works in this world.
It does. Did we miss our calling or what?
Oh, you know what we missed our calling for? Being lawyers. And I don't mean I don't mean like lawyers that have to. Here's the thing that I found out among my lawyer friends out there. You want to be as much as possible the type of lawyer that doesn't have to go to court. Because if you're the lawyer going to court a lot, you are not making nearly as much money. I mean, now there are the big firms that do the personal injury, car accidents, and stuff like that. But of my friends that are lawyer types, they are the, you know, usually corporate business, mergers, like a Fortune 500 company, suing a Fortune 500 company type of stuff. And court is usually not their biggest thing. It's mostly paperwork, negotiations, all that pre-stuff before you even get to a court.
Okay.
But that is a calling we missed.
Okay, I can see that.
I believe that makes really good money compared to us.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So we got to live in better parts of L.A. But that's just, you know, life. Like out by the ocean.
That we can afford, yes.
Or gigantic houses in Pasadena, stuff like that. Well, Dana, let's, beyond me being on vacation, we'll still do a show. Look at that. We still have some unexplored acronyms from last show.
Yes, so, we do.
Already got feedback that people liked it. Let's run through a few of these and see what people know.
All right.
So first one is SARCC. S-S-A-R-C-C. Do you know that one, Dana?
Let's see. You have the answer key up here.
What? Oh, my gosh. you've already blown the show. Oh, well.
You have the answer key. I can see the answer.
I know. I didn't want to make two separate pages and then hide this one. Dana, you're supposed to play along and go.
I'm so sorry.
I know what it is.
I need that third cup. I need that third cup.
Yeah, you really do. So probably a fourth SARCC. Let me go over SARCC then with everybody. S-S-A-R-C-C. SARCC is the Student Services Automated Reporting for Community Colleges. And what it is, it's an online automated system that we put in a lot of our reports during the year. So when I have to report spending of our BFAP funds, which is the funds that fund about half of our office operations, it goes onto this SARCC website. Or our student success completion grants, same thing. Because it comes through the state chancellor's office, I do all my reporting through this system. So that's what SARCC is. And then below that, we have PPA. I'm sure you've heard of this, our Program Participation Agreement. So this is our agreement between the institution and the federal government to offer federal aid. So what people forget sometimes is your PPA, although your financial aid director is the one filling it out normally, because you have to list that, you know, what kind of school are you, public or private? Do you offer programs below a two-year degree program? So all of our certificate programs that are approved have to be approved by the federal government to be eligible. So, you know, we have those issues on campus sometimes. But it's an institution. It's the president that signs it. So if there's any fraud-type stuff going down, he's the one who gets called first.
Oh, man.
But that's our PPA. Yeah, we don't have that problem, luckily.
Oh, man.
And then the state, to kind of keep in a similar naming convention, the agreement we have between us and the California Student Aid Commission, the people who handle Cal Grants, is called the IPA. So it's not
Not the beer. Not the beer.
Not the beer.
Oh, okay.
No, this one's worse. I mean, no, this one's different.
Okay.
This is the Institutional Participation Agreement. So similar idea. Institution signs it with Student Aid Commission that you'll abide by all their rules and such in order to offer Cal Grants. I already mentioned this one, another one, SSCG, SSCG, and that's the Student Success Completion Grant. This was a program created, what would you say, about 5 years ago maybe we've been doing
this? Yes, just about.
And so this is incentive money for students to be full-time, or I think it's a different amount, right? At 12 and then at 15 for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So this student success completion grant was, in a sense, helping students complete by helping them accelerate and go full-time. Mm-hmm. So there was extra money on top of Cal grants and Pell grants and such.
And the amount is substantial, too.
Yeah, exactly. This one goes up. Is it $2,000 a semester?
Three, I believe. I believe it's three.
That's a Cal Grant one. Isn't that the SWD Cal Grant?
That student SWD student with dependents is
$6,000 yes. plus.
It's $6,000 for the year.
But SSCG, yeah. I think, is if you're doing 15 units, it's $2,000 per semester. But you can look that up, and we'll find you that information. Just two last acronyms here. We have from the federal government the TEACH grant. And the TEACH grants, we don't do them at our school. And not many community colleges do it because the TEACH grant is for students who are going to go into teaching, like K through 12. The only thing is, though, if the student takes the TEACH grant, and I think it's up to $4,000 a year itself, and don't go into teaching, it turns into a student loan. So that's why not a lot of community colleges don't do it, because our students are less likely always to know their majors, just like most students in their first or second year. We don't want to saddle them with a potential loan if it's a grant.
Right.
But TEACH grant stands for Teacher Education Assistance for College and Higher Education. So it takes a little bit to figure out how they got that out of that. But that program's been around for a while, and it's out there in KCC, TEACH grant, and it's all in caps. It's because it actually is an acronym of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last one before we move on to our next segment, OIG, the people you don't want visiting you.
No, you don't.
And that's the Office of Inspector General. So that one's very common in federal government and state government stuff out there. So, but we work with them on a regular basis because there's always possibility that you have potential fraud and you want to consult with them because they have the resources to help you out. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid, everybody. Don't be afraid. But Dana, let's take a little break.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Get that refill in.
Or in my case, this is going to be the third cup.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're already on third cup land, so that's okay. That's what the show is about, right?
Yes, it is.
Brewing it up. And that's what we need to do.
And it's going down. Yes, the brew is going down.
That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get that cup. Well, in this part of the show, got a couple things to update on CISFA front. So, you know, we launched our financial aid multimedia showcase a few months ago, and we kept moving the deadline because of, you know, start of the semester, for people to put in their intent to create forms so that we knew what kind of interest was out there. Well, Dana, apparently this year may not be a good year for the FAMS.
It's because it's a little difficult.
I think it is. Yeah. So I checked with our webmaster, and we only have 3 potential entries.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should postpone it.
That's what I'm thinking we may want to do. And now, again, it would be up to the president of that's behind me. You know, the person that will be president behind me.
Oh, I see.
Who does
yes.
a conference in 2022.
Okay.
To take care of that. I'm thinking that's what we might do. What I think we might do is I'm going to reach out to the 3 people who put in the letters of the intent to create and see if they still want to put forth their projects. And we may just do prizes for all of them.
Okay.
And then
see what they come up
with. See what they do. Now, I don't know what type of things they're doing yet because I haven't looked at the form. I'm assuming one of them, because of the person, is probably going to be like a short form video.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the other 2, we'll find out. But put forth that if they'd like it still, put forth a conference that will still make that happen for them. You know, we'll find time at the conference to put these things forward.
I think that would be really nice.
So I got to still work on that a little bit, but I think that's kind of the direction we can do.
Okay. Yeah.
And talking about conference, so obviously we are here in November. Our 2021 conference was slated for March of 2021, first week. And as it stands right now, it still is. The only thing is, though, we were planning to be down in San Diego. Mm-hmm. We will not be in San Diego.
Oh, man.
Now, we're going to be in the virtual world, just like so many other people have been doing. Because even though I know some of our colleagues are returning to their campuses, potentially in spring to work, some are already there now.
Okay.
We don't anticipate people being able to travel to big conferences. So we're going to be doing a virtual conference in 2021. But assuming things will get better by 2022, because if they aren't, I'm moving to a small island. I'm just telling you right now. Because if I have to work remote for like a year plus, I'm just going to work from Fiji and hope that they have good Wi-Fi there.
Good Wi-Fi, yeah.
You know?
We talked about that earlier during the pre-show.
And if they don't, then I'm just calling in, you know? They have good cell phone coverage.
Wow.
But I will be done with all of this.
Okay.
But 2022, we will be doing a live in-person conference in San Diego.
Hopefully.
We just have to figure out the last of the paperwork, and we're looking somewhere around mid-March. For dates. And again, this will be key time. It's not going to cost people really much more. The room rates will be slightly more. But we're going to be right in the midst of spring break time. So the weather will be great. It should be rocking and busy. But you can literally get in early on the conference, because conferences usually start Monday with the all directors and go through CISFA till Thursday. But we're working with a hotel that, for those who may want to arrive a little early on the weekends, they can still lock in a good rate. Then be right there in the bay near SeaWorld down in San Diego.
It's going to be a fun time.
I think so.
If we're, you know.
Yeah, again, if we're not unlocked by 2022, I guess won't be seeing any of you guys ever again in person. Unless you want to come see me on my island house.
I'll come visit you. If you're in Fiji, yes, I am about that life. Yes. I will come and see you.
And I assume there I can just get the water off the tap, right? I don't need to buy the Fiji in the bottles.
Wow, that was a terrible joke, but okay. I know.
Oh, come on. But you still at least called it a joke. I would have just been like a... So funny. But Dana, I know I haven't put you on the committee yet, but I think I just might have to. We're looking for.
Can you afford me?
I think so, because you do work for my office.
Yeah, but you know my consulting, like
I'll put it during your regular work hours. Don't worry.
I'm talking about my ideas and my not just my consulting fee, not my consulting fee, sir. I'm talking about
If there's something copyrightable, we'll worry about it then.
Okay.
But we're looking at themes for conferences, you know, or the conference, for the upcoming conference. So,
okay.
We already have a keynote person. I haven't gone through all the details on what that person will talk about, because that person was set to talk at this year's conference. But I've been looking at some other possible themes. And I was wondering if you had some ideas out there.
This would be the theme for the conference.
Exactly. So, you know, it's usually been things like connections or helping others, helping students, usually fairly short to the point, but usually something about how we're connecting with others or helping those in our field or helping students of tomorrow and stuff like that.
Okay. You know, because of our situation, I would maybe... you know, think of a theme that would speak to, you know, working remotely, and how innovative some campuses have been as far as connecting with their students or staying connected to their students, and the use of technology.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like, Yeah, like something along that lines.
Like how to get better Wi-Fi in your bunker?
But in your bunker,
you know,
in Fiji.
That's right. Well, yeah, but you know, we're all going to have to shelter in our basements, you know, and
oh boy.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about that. We'll have to see. Okay, no, I like that. I like that, something like that, technology and how to make adjustments and such maybe to a new working world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And because I remember a couple of shows ago, you mentioned I think you said Google Institute, where they were looking for innovative ideas as far as virtual classrooms. Do you remember that article?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That was from a number of shows ago. Yes.
Yes.
I may have to dig that one out at some point.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So like, I think something like that, you know, that again, that would speak to our current situation.
Okay. I like that.
What were some of your ideas? What were you thinking?
Well, I have one this was my thought from almost probably a year ago. Mm-hmm. And it was mainly because of the type of books I was reading at the time. I was reading Cal Newport put out a book called Digital Minimalism and a book called Deep Work. I'd read the Mark Manson books about some of profane, so I won't use the words. The Subtle Art of Not Giving Us Something.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
And the Everything is Something book. But it was mostly about personal development. So I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, we spend a lot of time at a lot of conferences talking about helping special populations and all. And that is all key to our work. But mm-hmm. I wonder if we've forgotten about the person, the worker. Again, it's training, but, you know, about some personal development, things like everything from the, you know, more pragmatic stuff like getting things done, you know, the book written by David Allen and how you organize your work and your to-dos, mm-hmm. You know, pragmatic stuff like, you know, how to use your Outlook and your calendar mm-hmm. to be efficient workers, mm-hmm. having a to-do list and why to have a to-do list. And on top of that, you know, just – again, trying to think about how to be a better person as far as how you communicate with others. So the book I read from Alan Alda, the actor, and such, about how to better communicate with people. And we've probably talked about it on the show a little bit. hopefully maybe we can get him to do an interview. Uh-huh. If anyone's out there listening knows Alan Alda. But, you know, things like that. So I don't have an exact name of a theme if I have some ideas, but I'm going to work on them a little bit, and I think we're going to have some future shows where we're going to talk a little more on that.
Okay.
But let's take a real short break here and get us into our last quick sip. And just like that, we're back for our last sip. It's quick because Dana's already pulled herself and poured herself her third or fourth or fifth cup. Get it down. Get the last sip. Get us through. So, Dana, I know it's a Friday. We'd normally do I Dare You Twos, but we're here at a time limit. So I'm just going to put forth one quick I Dare You Two. It's a teeny tiny little book I'm showing Dana called The Case Study Houses. About the complete case study house program. It's a little book by Tashin Books. I have the gigantic book that came out probably 10 years ago. It's one of those big coffee table books. And it's all about a program called the Case Study Houses, which was back in the 40s and 50s. A publisher of Arts and Architecture magazine had all these very famous mid-century modern architects, Richard Neutra, Schindler, Eames family, Pierre Koenig, designed these houses for a modern world. A lot of glass, a lot of steel, post and beam and stuff like that. So I finally found the tiny edition book that I can read and keep in hand. So that's my I dare you to read if you're interested in architecture, let alone mid-century modern architecture. And on top of that, architecture of L.A., so, Dana, I think that's about all we have time for today. Aww. I know. So, I want to thank our co-host, Dana, for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA, and thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
Check out the CISFA website.
And for this and all WBC podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com and search for CISFA. For those using Apple devices, search for CISFA on Apple Podcast apps on the app. And you can always find our episodes at wbccisfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. And that's pod and bean is one word.
You can send us feedback or feed us topics you want to hear on the show. Just go ahead and email us at wbccisfa@gmail.com.
And What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of myself and Dana.
This has been episode number 35, recorded the morning of Friday, November 6th, 2020.
Have a great day.
And hey, everyone, have a great day.